Grace Martinez Rosas is also undocumented. She says she might respond to a visit from a census worker very differently.
I think that it's important who it is that knocks on my door.
Martinez Rosas was born in Hidalgo, Mexico. 22 years ago, when she was 8 years old, she and her family crossed the Rio Grande. They settled in Dallas, Texas, where Martinez Rosas grew up, not knowing about her undocumented status. Now she's a leader of the immigrants' rights group, United We Dream, and she's working to raise awareness among the undocumented about the importance of participating in the census.
United We Dream is embarking on efforts to ensure that we recruit neighbors from those neighborhoods to ensure that the people knocking on the door are your neighbors, people that you know and that can trust and can walk you through the very complicated piece about what the census is. Because it's not just a form. It is a statement of saying, I am here, I live here, this is my community, and this is my way of being able to get the resources and the representation that I deserve as someone that pays taxes in this community, which is everyone in this country, including undocumented people. So I would open my door and I will sit with my neighbor that works with United We Dream to count everybody, and I'll be able to walk someone through ensuring that they're able to fill out the application and as well as they possibly can.
So you're saying that you would answer that question and you would advise other people to answer it?
There is a duty for all of us to be able to fill out the census and be counted. It is our right as people that live in this country. And so, you know, we don't know where we're going to land on the citizenship question. There's still a lot of stuff in the air. We've seen Donald Trump be clear about wanting to use it against people of color. But we are also clear that we're not going to stop until all of our people are counted.
But answering the question, are you a citizen, yes or no, do you approve of that?
I think that that question is unfair. I think that it's meant to be able to drive fear in our hearts. It's also, unfortunately, part of an awful tradition of the census being used for racially charged actions. I think we can think back to the Japanese internment camps and how the census information was actually used to be able to round up Japanese Americans in internment camps. And so I think that it's important for us to be able to be grounded in the history, to go into this process with eyes wide open, but that we're doing so with a clear goal of ensuring that we have what we deserve, which is the power of representation in this country.
Grace, I imagine volunteering this sort of information about your status, handing it over to authorities, could be a very emotional issue for people like you who are undocumented and have undocumented family members. Just how fraught is that decision?
Look, I remember signing up for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and I was asked to give up all of my information to be able to have protection for 2 years. It is a scary moment. It is something that I had to do with the full backing of my family. And so although this is different, the census is different, some of the same principles apply. We're doing this counting because we believe that we're a part of communities that will have each other's back, because we think that that's the right pieces to do to ensure that we have what we need, and because it's part of our duty.
As we wait to find out whether this citizenship question will be on the form or not, are immigrants you know talking about whether it's going to be on it?
Of course. I can't tell you the number of times as I visit people across the country that they ask me, so, like, what's going to happen with the census? Should we fill it out? My mom or my dad are afraid about what it means to fill it out, even people that are legal permanent residents. And I think that my answer to them has always been, one, you're not alone. We're going to figure this out together. Two, it is our right and part of our responsibility as people to live here to be counted. And three, if we are to be able to reclaim our democracy from those that have usurped it now, we need to be able to have political power. And for that, we need to be counted.
Grace Martinez Rosas was born in Hidalgo, Mexico, and arrived in the U.S. when she was 8 years old without documentation. Grace, thanks very much for speaking with us and sharing your thoughts today.
Thanks for having me.